Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That kid is so young and fresh, that Shawn Mendes. That is quite the little video there. Was that what you were giggling about?
No, I was actually
give you the giggles?
Our texters are very funny. Unlike Sarah, I have all those pay services and have no money. Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
The unfortunate reality.
Well, you want to be able to get paid, you know? So
right.
You have them all and then you're like, what do you got? Because I got all of them. You can pay me anyway. I'll take it. It all goes to the same place. It's so stupid. They're all hooked to the same GD place.
Yeah.
Just send money. Thank you. Yeah, it's so aggravating. And then some people you still have to write a check for. It's like, don't you have PayPal? Don't you have Venmo? They're like, no, I don't believe in any of that. I'm like, what do you mean you don't believe in it? What do you think? Somebody made it up and it doesn't?
That's the only reason I'm aware there's a mail problem is because I mail one very important check every month. It didn't get there. Mm-hmm. So that's why I know about the problem. And now I'm seeing that it's tough all over. The mail is not going to be, it's going to be tough. This election's going to be affected by
it. So far it's been, and already, you know, Washington's yelling, this election's all effed up. I'm like, or you could work now in the next few months to make sure it isn't. How about that?
Well, there's no doubt it pisses me off.
Peaceful transfer of power.
This election thing happens. We know it's happening. Why is it every time we come up with a new reason for there to be an issue? Come on.
Well, the issue is, you know, normally people would go to polling places and now everyone's going to have to mail in. This is just, it's a delight, isn't it? Oh, my God. What a time to be alive. Wow. Watching history be made. Hurrah. All right. It's time for Celebrity Trash. This is good news. It's all good.
All right.
It's brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. Let's get that Instagram page up to 1,500 followers. Thank you, Nicole. Thanks. We need some people on there. A new episode of the Johnny Pod will be up on radio.com tomorrow. And he's got Kate Courtney on as his guest. She would have been at the Olympics right now, but instead she's just continuing to suffering is her thing. She's like, I am not getting anywhere unless I'm really suffering. I need to suffer. Which is, it's one way to look at it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm suffering. Make this stop. That's my way. You know, everybody has their way.
Exactly right. There's, you know, these Olympians, they've got they're a different breed and a different level. And I know
that
CanePerformance.com, my old neighbors, those people are very much in that same,
they
do triathlon and they do, Sherry Kane was one of the best racers in the world for many years and lived that exactly what did you say? Courtney what?
Kate Courtney is her name.
Kate Courtney. They would be good friends.
Sure.
Different generations, but basically the same people. So
people who love suffering. That is, I guess, you know, there have always been those people. They find
ways. You know what they also love? They love winning. That's another thing that drives people like that. They're truly competitive in a way that
most of us can't probably understand.
Right.
Like, I think I'm competitive. Turns out I'm like, ow, you win.
Right.
I'm out. Sounds good.
Exactly right.
You got me. I'm going to stop my suffering now. We're going to start with Taylor Swift. This is her week, basically. Taylor Swift is just, she's on fire. Keeps getting better, too. After her new album, Folklore, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200, the single Cardigan debuted at number one on the Hot 100. So we got the Billboard 200, that's the albums, and the Hot 100, which is the singles. Unbelievably, this is the first time this has ever happened. It seems quite impossible to me. I didn't go back. I didn't pore over the old Billboard charts, but it does seem like, what, Drake never had a number one single and the number one album the first week they were out? It seems impossible. But look, I just go with what they tell me. Billboard is
saying. Well, wait a minute. So I wonder if, because normally a single's released much earlier than the album is. Isn't that normally the case?
Oh, you are so smart. That's got to be what this is, right? Because they
don't
debut.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
No, I think that's got to be it. They debuted the same day. They hit the top of the charts the same day. Most of the time, the single would have already been. You're so smart. Oh, my God. Thank God for you. honestly, I was absolutely baffled by this. I'm like, how can that be? But there it is. Vincent, God, you're like an oracle.
Oh, wow. That's a little over the top, but okay.
I'm blown away. By the way, spoiler alert, when we do the charts tomorrow, Taylor Swift's going to be number one.
All right.
In case you were wondering. Actually, you probably could have told me that, Oracle.
Oh, God.
She is the
first
artist.
Are you saying that they're saying that there never has been an artist that had number one single and a number one album at the same damn time?
No.
Is that what you're saying? On release.
No. They never debuted at the same time, like the single and the
that makes sense.
Just in the first week they're on the chart.
Because they are
this at number
is the first
one.
Time they're actually debuting at the same.
Because
time.
Right, normally there would have been this song would have been out days before, mm-hmm. weeks before, months before, even who knows?
Right,
incredible! It's incredible. Congratulations, Taylor Swift! You're amazing. Taylor actually
she
has
is amazing.
I that's what I just said.
Okay.
Well, great one. Don't.
What's the argument you know. Here?
Yeah. No, I do, you know, it's easy to make fun and I don't, I do also think she is amazing. I don't play her music, but I am very impressed by her ability to just knock out hits.
Oh boy, she is
over
really...
and over and over again.
Yeah. Yep. She actually will have three songs in the top 10 this week, just so you're just so you know, I won't tell you everything about it, but you know, we'll be hearing a lot of Taylor on tomorrow's charts, and that actually makes her the first artist to debut three songs in the top six in the same week, and the first woman to debut two songs in the top five in one week. She also became the female artist with the most Hot 100 hits. She has 113. That is the most a female artist has ever had in their, you know, to this point in their career on the Hot 100. Who do you think is second?
Nicki Minaj had something. There must
Nicki
be a
Minaj
different...
has just moved to second place.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. Now, if you had asked me this question and I didn't see Nicki Minaj's name staring at me in this story, I would have said Mariah. Or if it wasn't her, I would have said maybe like, I don't know, Janet Jackson or something.
Well, I only say Nicki Minaj because you told me.
Yeah. Well, you have a good memory.
You're the one. I listen to you.
So congratulations to you, Taylor Swift. It is your week. It belongs to you. And speaking of people making money in the music business, turns out Melissa Etheridge has figured it out. Check this out. She had, you know, her son died a couple months back there.
Yes, I do know that. Heartbreaking, because it does seem like he's a victim of this opioid crisis, based on what I read. Maybe that's not the case, but it seems like he was a normal kid without addiction issues, had an injury of some kind, ended up on that stuff, and ended up hopeless. That's awful.
That's exactly what happened. So, and he OD'd, right? Did he OD?
I don't know if it was an OD, like accidental.
Wasn't a suicide,
or what.
Right? I thought it was an accident.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I know that they do stuff with these drugs. Often they'll break them up and snort them because it loses that time release.
Yeah.
That normally
is. The capsule would be. Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I've actually never had an opioid, whatever that is.
Oh, really? You never, never been prescribed?
I've never been a pill guy, no.
Well, you know, as you're well aware, musicians right now are grappling with ways to make some money during the pandemic. And it started with, so Melissa Etheridge, back in June, she put together a benefit concert from her home in order to honor the recent loss of her son. And to, you know, I don't know what the benefiting charity was, but it was a fundraiser. She has a garage that apparently is full of keepsakes, and it's all kitted out with, you know, musical equipment. I mean, it's like a studio, I guess, because that's where she's performing from. And now she has about 1,000 subscribers who each pay $50 a month, which is $50,000 a month.
$50 a month.
$50 a month. Look, if you're Melissa Etheridge and you have millions of fans worldwide, there's got to be 1,000 of them in there crazy enough to pay you $50 a month, right? So she found them, and they're paying $50 a month for all access. You get to see, and she's doing these shows. I think she's doing five weekly shows. It's called the Etheridge TV Experience. If you want to just watch one show, it's $10. Which, for a show, is more than fair. And I suppose if you were going to go to a Melissa Etheridge concert every month anyway, $50 isn't all that much to pay. You're certainly not having the travel expenses.
Yeah, is there a band out there that I might pay that for? Maybe. Sure.
Who?
Well, I'll give you an example. I love the Foo Fighters. But more importantly, I think that Dave Grohl and his group are just entertaining performers. I think they put it all out there when they play. So would I consider, you know, paying into this? Maybe if I was getting what I wanted from it, which is the kind of energy, the reason you go to a live show is
right.
for
Maybe
that
these
energy
are so
of
good
a performance.
That they're like, okay, I will pay $50 a month for this. That, you know, you pay a couple, $10 a couple times and you're just like, it's worth it to do, because it's, you know, then you're getting 20 shows a month as opposed to
I hesitate on this new, you know, what could be forming here, which is a new way that we watch concerts. While I want anything in during this time, I think the shared experience is a big part of it for me. I think one room of any whatever, however it's set up, it could be Shoreline. I know that doesn't feel like a room, but whatever the venue, that shared experience is part of it for me. So this wouldn't fulfill all of my needs,
right.
But it would be certainly good in this short term. Yes.
Right. Well, and especially if it was a band that the whole family liked, that you said, "Okay, yeah, you guys, it's time. You know, we're gonna watch the show." You know, nightly. Okay. The Etheridge TV Experience is 5 weekly nights, including something called Cover Song Tuesdays, where she does a bunch of covers. So she's putting some time in. She's prepping this stuff.
Money she's making. I mean, she should put the time in. That's
hell
a lot of money.
Yeah, she could just stay home. That's amazing.
I watched a few of her videos, and they're fun to watch. I'm a new fan. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna choke up $50 a month to see this?
Oh no, I'm not going. I'll go ahead and watch the older ones on YouTube for free.
Oh, okay.
They're already
That's
there.
That's one way to do it. All right, play me a couple of the covers.
I want you to see it too, because this cover here is of Purple Rain, and she just kind of hangs out. And I don't like at first. I'm like, what is she doing? But she's doing the Ed Sheeran thing where she's starting to loop stuff. And so check it out. She's just playing on her phone here. Let me put this up for you. And she's just hanging out. Right?
That's a pretty great garage.
Oh, shut up, Siri. All right, I'll jump ahead a little bit.
Okay, so she just made the drum track.
And then she starts playing on other instruments.
She's got like a tambourine-y type thing. Or I guess it's a drum.
Okay. All right, I'll jump ahead a little more.
Jump a little ahead, right.
She hops onto her guitar now. Woo! I'll jump ahead a little more.
I never meant to cause you any pain. Only one wanted one time to see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
That's cool.
It's
okay,
great.
So
I love it.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. This might act, if you love this, this might actually be worth $50. I don't know. Or for free on YouTube, as Rim pointed out. This is, she's there. She is just standing there with her, she looks cool as F. And she's got a 12-string guitar, and it's, you know, just, this is so cool. And the wall behind her is just covered in...
Weekend lover.
Oh,
covered in posters, and this is great. That's well, okay. There you go. There's something for you. I thought this was a funny story. Like, I've heard the name J. Cole. I he's a rapper,
I love
I
him.
Guess. Oh, do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently a while back there, he was on like an all-star, you know, like literal stars team, a basketball game kind of thing. Like Kevin Hart was the MVP of it, you know, and he's, what is he, 5 feet tall? And I guess J. Cole was just kind of, he was just kind of in the background. And, but, you know, it was impressive enough. And then I guess someone put up a video of him. Just let me see if I can find it here. Just hitting 3 point after 3 point. And the Pistons are like, come try out. We'll give you a shot.
What?
Yep. Detroit Pistons. At J. Cole NC. We see you out there. You said they only got 12 slots on the Pistons. Hit us up for that tryout. And then they have a J. Cole jersey with a number 15 on there. And I don't know what will come of this, and I'm not seeing his response. So do you have his response?
He's got a nice stroke.
Oh yeah. They're showing it?
Mm-hmm.
He's just hitting and hitting and hitting. And, you know, why not? Who says a rapper can't also be a baller? I don't know.
Well, you know, right now he's making these shots with no one anywhere near him. So
yeah, that is true. He's not defending, right?
When a guy who's 7 foot is running at him full speed, it might change entirely. He might suddenly get a case of the yips. You know, I can't seem to do it now that there's people around and people running at me. We'll see.
They're basically saying the 20 and 46 Pistons were in the bottom five in field goals. So they're like, oh, look at that guy making field goals. That's.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. We need that guy. We'll just form a ring around him and just keep getting him the ball. Anyway, I just thought that was really funny. Like, oh, well, there you go. And I'll end with this. Don't listen to the people who are saying that COVID-19 is a hoax, because it isn't. Designer. Is he the panda guy?
He is, yes.
Yeah, he is saying that COVID-19 is BS. He claims it's fake. He's 23 years old, and he said it's a big hoax. He said, yo, no funny. Corona is fake. Gone, bro. No funny S. Enjoy life. No cap. We ain't even on that type of vibe. Corona S, man. Honestly, that Corona S is BS. You feel me? I don't. I actually do not feel you.
I got broads in Atlanta. Just at the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the family. Legacies. Family.
He said his proof of this is that he hasn't gotten sick. I ain't got sick yet. I've been outside, healthy.
All right.
Please don't listen to Designer. Just don't. And don't listen to your grandma. And don't listen to anyone who's saying it's fake. It's not fake. People are and have died from it. Or they are dying and have died. And lots of people are infected. And in California, we're doing what we can to tamp that down. Wear a mask, people. Think about other people for once in your life. and keep your sputum to yourself. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
The little things we look forward to after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.